Joe Fisher, who we'll bring in right now, was in television almost about as long as I was.
Yep.
And you have to provide context in your stories when you're
doing that.
But
don't you know, Joe, that if you do this, you know that eventually you're not going to get away with it because of, you know, they're going to, someone's going to find out that it wasn't, that wasn't a recent interview.
Well, and it's, to me, it, this has been, this is more the exception than the rule, especially when it comes to somebody like Nick, who's won a lot of awards. He's an excellent reporter. And I spoke to him yesterday, and he admitted if he had to do it all over again, he'd probably do it differently.
I would imagine so. That's one of those things that, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if it's something you're putting your story together and you remember. Well, I remember him talking about this. I wonder if we still have that tape from a month ago. And you go back and there it is. Well, under normal circumstances, you would probably do your story a little differently and say, even a month ago, Coach Fisher did this and referenced the date of the interview and just move on. But, you know, we had a discussion one time about exclusive interviews and a talk that, you know, really – any interview that's done one-on-one is exclusive.
And it's ridiculous how that gets thrown around now by TV stations.
It sure does. And so that's, you know, and the other breaking news or whatever gets thrown around a lot, too. So it's, you know, it's unfortunate. I'm glad that they clarified it.
And this is an exclusive interview with you, Joe.
There you go. That's right.
Yeah, it is. It always is.
Joe, obviously, with Rice coming up, you know, this is interesting to me because Vanderbilt won't be facing a great defense. The Owls are near the bottom nationally in yards given up. It's going to be very interesting to see if Vandy's offense can get well this weekend.
I think that's a little bit misleading, though, Mark. I did the same thing. When you look at that, you look at the stats, you go, wow. But then you look and you see they've played at Texas Tech and at Oklahoma State in two of their three games, as well as at UAB. That's three offenses that move the ball around pretty well. So that may be a little bit misleading. You know, we had the same feeling last week statistically when Vanderbilt was getting ready to play Mississippi State. And everybody said, well, you'd think they could run the football. State gave up almost 400 yards. Well, Vanderbilt had 33 yards rushing. So I think the stats can be a little misleading. I do believe that this offense has really worked hard this week to try to find some more consistency, to complete more passes. You saw the story at Jeff Lockridge reported in the Tennessean this morning, Austin Monahan and Larry Smith staying late, you know, to complete some extra passes, to work on timing. They're going to do that again today, I'm sure. So I don't know that stats are as big an issue or even who they're playing is really as big an issue as just Vanderbilt executing the way they're supposed to, the way they draw it up in practice. That's what's got to happen.
Joe, over on the defensive side, are you getting any indication on when Stephen Stone might be back? I know I saw a quote from him that's saying, hey, could be next week against Ole Miss. He'd like to get in there for a few snaps. But realistically, when do you think we're looking at?
You know, I think realistically 2 weeks, although he's really sort of chomping at the bit to at least get on the field some against Ole Miss. I talked to him Saturday, as a matter of fact, and he said he's feeling better, he's jogging, but what they're not doing yet is, you know, running laterally, you know, pushing off side to side. And, you know, you remember how he broke that foot was in a drill, a so-called non-contact or not a major contact drill, but just rushing the offensive lineman and leaning up and pushing against the big offensive lineman like that puts so much pressure on your foot there when you plant. That's how they broke it. So he's got to do stuff like that again in practice before they can put him out there in a game situation.
What about Zach Stacy?
Still limping. He's practiced, but I don't think he's 100%. Now, I think he's probably able to play, but if you just watch him run and then watch him walk, you can tell that he doesn't have the normal gait that he did. The good news is Jared Hawkins seems to be better. He got a cortisone shot in it last week. He says it still hurts, but the pain is now manageable. And this is big for Jared. He's going back home, basically. He's from the Houston area. He'll have a lot of family at the game Saturday, and I know he really wants to play, and I believe he will.
Hey, Joe, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, see you tomorrow.